the sectors that grew the most were services and commerce, and the trade unions had both formal and informal, no? And the trade unions were not capable of attracting these people, these workers into their unions. Okay. Just saying Brazil, Argentina are two exceptions, I'm not going to talk too much about it, but which means that in a sense what I'm saying is for two countries is not really the case, no? Brazil and Argentina, the labor movement had a strong involvement with transition. There were governments that were favorable to labor, Lula, Kirchner, now. Economic policies turned towards the internal market, and the labor movement is very central, continues to be very central in those two countries, no? Which is, we are still modern, no? Or we're in the evolution and not postmodern as Europe in the sense of which are the movements that are important. We still have two countries where labor movements are very important. But in general terms, one can say that the main actor was weakened in the rest of the countries. What happened? What happened is that there were new, not in the sense of the new, some in the, of the new movements that one talked about 10, 15 years ago, no? 20 years ago, but new for Latin America. Why? New because for the first time in the 90s, 2000, a social actor actually came from below and not from above. No, it wasn't the state that promoted a social movement in order to co-opt. No, but it was there were movements that their initiative were from below. No? Second, they were movements, as Arato, Turin say, self-limited movements. No, they didn't want political power. They were apolitical in a sense, or non-political. They didn't want to be linked to the state, no? As the other movements in the 50s, 60s, each movement that appeared, what it wanted in the last, what it desired was to be co-opted or allied to the government, to states, etc. No? Then they are movements that contest the new model, the new economic model, neoliberalism. That's also an important change because the movements before were industrialist. They were economic movements. They were in favor of the economic model, now that was being implemented. Now they were against the model, against neoliberalism. Many of them filled the gaps neoliberalism left unattended. Many are ONGs, so we'll talk a bit about it. I will characterize these movements that I'm just characterizing in a general sense, in general terms. Many of them filled the gaps, as I was saying that neoliberalism left unattended, social policies, care for the poor, etc. Then these movements, another big, large characteristic, where they were critical of the limitations of democratization. They were pretending a deepening of democracy. No? That's very interesting too, because before labor movement, peasant movements were not fighting in the 50s, 60s for democracy. Many of them were very anti-democratic. They were fighting for concrete things, for having a space, a political space, in a very limited, non-democratic context. No? Okay. And then some of these movements that were appeared, these new movements for Latin America, they intended also to extend, not only to deepen democracy, and be, well, many of them were very democratic, no, very fundamentally democratic, but also many, their proposition, their sense was to extend the institutional limits of this of society. No? The institutions, change the institutions, cultural institutions, the institutional limits of society. I'll explain that. No? Okay, but more importantly, is that these actions from, as I said, from below, apolitical, social, democratic, were actions that that were demanding a citizenship, a new citizenship in Latin America. No? Change, their main demand was rights. No? They were fighting for rights for the first time in Latin America, not for concessions. No? Before, they were fighting for citizenship and not for an exchange. They were against clientelism. They were fighting for human rights, social rights, cultural rights, subjective rights. No? And the emphasis on rights was fundamental, and the emphasis, all these, the emphasis on democracy, on extending the institutional limits of society, on rights, meant that they were fighting finally and more fundamental for citizenship. Now they, for the first time again in Latin America, we are seeing because these movements are still very important. They're central. They're not. There's not one movement that's leading. No, there are movements here and there, and there are movements that last not too long, probably. Okay, but I see I have a little time. That's in general terms. No. One can recognize three types of these new movements. No? One is the best example is ONGs, no? NGOs, no? Non-governmental organizations, which are based on a negative characterization of people, no, in the sense what they cover the needs, they are based on the needs of the people. And the second one is organizations, actions, or movements, organizations that fight within the institutions, the existing institutions. What they are fighting for is to integrate, no, the marginal sectors of society into the institutions that exist, and with the rights that these institutions are supposed to implement or to guarantee. The third is expand in the institutional limits of society. The best example of the first idea of needs, lacks, is ONGs. No, they appeared during the dictatorships, still during the dictatorships, from below, as I said, from society. It's popular kitchens, it's care for the poor, care for poor children, care for children in the streets, etc. What, you know, NGOs. No, these are basically the organizations. With democratization, there was an interesting phenomenon. They were co-opted by the governments. No, the governments, the liberal governments, the neoliberal governments saw very clearly that they were very instrumental for their needs, and they started financing them and orienting them and using them for their social policies. No? The second great movements are actions movements that are demanding rights. There are many. That's where many ONGs turns into this kind of action to demand rights. In Brazil, for example, it was very important in the 1988 constitution. Many ONGs, it was a very open, the constitution was written in a very open manner. Society could intervene, could file formulations for the articles, etc. And some of them converted themselves into organizations, movements that demand the rights. No, in this there is human rights. Argentina, of course, they did not ask for compassion, but for rights. Now they transformed nowadays into movements that want to know what happens with the parents. Where they are buried, they want to know the children, want to know what happened with the children of the prisoners, etc. No? I can't go on with this each one of them, but Piqueteros is very important. Factory occupations that was mentioned. Some they demanded the right. They did not demand unemployment benefits. No. They demanded the right to work, you know, they blocked the streets, and they got from the government programs, social programs, trabajar, no, which demanded workers to work. They got a salary to work for a community, etc. So it's interesting. It's one of the only programs where people just don't get money, no. But unemployment resources, no. But they work for their community, no. They're hired to work. Okay. There is also the participative budget, ecological movements. All of these movements, which one can count many. The movement of Mexico, Movimiento por la Paz y Dignidad, is very also very important too. They want to know there's. As you know, maybe there's a war against drugs in Mexico. There are 40,000 people who have died, no, and one doesn't know anything about them. There's not even the statistics are correct, no, but one doesn't know at all in what condition they died, how, who are they, etc. And there is a movement that demands to know, no, to right to know. What happened with people? Okay, the third, and with that I'll finish. No, there is a movement, no, too, of subjective rights. No? There's been very important movements, more minoritary, but important, where they demand the right to divorce, the right of abortion, gay marriage, etc. And that's the movement where one could interpret as a movement that does not want the rights within the institutions, but wants rights, and of course, and the Indian movement is very central, where that Yvonne Le Bot wrote probably the best book on these movements, no? Where they reject assimilation, they reject being assimilated to the society, the organizations of the society as they exist, and they fight for a subjective dimension, which is a right to be different within the nation. I think that's about it. Thank you very much.
Could you stop your microphone?
Thank you very much, Ilan. And now